Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Global Here and Now, the podcast that highlights the many ways students in the Poole College of Management can engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we're going to talk about academic ways that you can add global perspectives to your college experience. Now, let's go global. On this episode of Global Here and Now, we are going to talk about global opportunities you can incorporate into your academic plans. These are ways that you can add global perspectives to your degree and to your learning. We're going to focus on two programs, the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program, as well as the Global Perspective Certificate. In addition, we're going to talk about majors and minors outside of Poole that might be of interest to you. Today, I'm going to pass the mic over to one of the graduate assistants in Poole Global, Ms. Kelsey Oberbreckling, to dive deeper into this episode.
Thanks, Ms. Frost. I'm excited to jump right in. First up today is the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program. The Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program is a dual degree program where students complete a major in the Poole College of Management, that's accounting, business administration, or economics, as well as a Bachelor of Arts in International Studies with the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. In completing the program, Hamilton scholars expand their knowledge in a foreign language and continue to pursue their international interests with a study abroad program. Hamilton scholars are a select group of highly motivated students who wish to have a globally focused career in the business, government, not-for-profit or humanitarian areas. Hamilton Scholars is primarily an academic program in which the participants focus on completing all of the requirements for the two different degrees. However, the program also provides many professional and social activities for the scholars. The goal of the program is to produce well-rounded professionals who are knowledgeable about international issues and have skills to function successfully in cross-cultural settings. In an ever-increasing global economy and interconnected world, Hamilton Scholar graduates emerge as highly qualified and competitive individuals. Today we have with us Dr. Seth Murray, the co-director of the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program and faculty member with the College of Humanities and Social Sciences here at NC State. Welcome, Dr. Murray. We're glad to have you.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes. To start, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found your way to your current position at NC State?
Sure. So I have been at NC State since 2008, and I began with an appointment in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. And in my first year, was actually switched over to a full-time appointment in the program in International Studies. Still in the same college. Actually, I didn't even change offices, still in the same building. And that has been my primary appointment ever since. I became involved with other aspects on university life, and most recently as director of undergraduate programs and associate head for the interdisciplinary studies unit in my college.
Wonderful. And I mentioned that you are also the co-director of the Hamilton Scholars Program. What does that entail?
So I have some responsibilities in terms of advising students and giving them tips on how to navigate the role of the honors program for these Alexander Hamilton Scholars. The way in which they can strategize their two different degrees and the different international experiences that they have through study abroad, sometimes also including how to incorporate internship opportunities, both at home and away. So my role is as a faculty advisor. Then I also facilitate the student-led aspect of the executive team. It's a student-run organization, but they are solicitous of input, and so I give them feedback about events and strategies for how to recruit speakers, etc.
Sure, sure. So it sounds like you are really helping the scholars succeed. Am I right in that?
Yes, both in terms of their short-term academic pursuits, of course, and the intermediate-term strategy for how to most effectively and efficiently complete their undergraduate degrees, and then also long-term in terms of how they want to strategize their professional development and graduate opportunities down the road.
Awesome. So as a faculty member and the co-director of this program, what do you hope that students gain from being a part of this program?
So NC State does not have an international business degree proper, and this honors program kind of steps in to fill that void. Mm-hmm. But for me, what I really want students to get comfortable with is being able to integrate different modes of thinking about problems. And one of the ways in which I oftentimes will frame their training as Hamilton scholars is to think of both technical and applied aspects to what they're doing in their classes, but overall as undergraduates, as well as some more intangible and theoretical trainings. And so what I want them to be able to accomplish is get comfortable working in between those two arenas.
Sure. That's amazing that you talk about there's so much to learn at home, but also abroad, and really connecting those two parts of it. I know that you've been involved with the program for over 10 years. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the alumni of the program have gone on to do after graduation?
I've been pretty impressed at the breadth of mm-hmm. outlets that our students have undertaken as soon as they graduate. And then now with 10 years of hindsight, I can also see how that has also led to evolution and professional opportunities. You know, depending on what their interests are, we've had students who have immediately gone into the corporate, you know, sort of for-profit world in both large multinational organizations, as well as in smaller mom and pop shop type mm-hmm. Ways. We've had students that have had outlets that have been in the public service in state or federal capacities. And then we've also had plenty of folks who've gone into nonprofit work, and that might be both within the United States as well as internationally. So specifically, we've had a range that includes everything from the Peace Corps, the World Health Organization, the World Bank. We've had folks end up in the National Security Agency, but then others who go into the world of Amazon, IBM, Lenovo, Cisco, et cetera. So it's really quite impressive. I've also seen a lot of folks after 10 years take advantage of their professional opportunities to then return to school. So I probably have at least five former Hamiltons who've graduated within the last 5 years who just this past month started MBA programs from places like at Wharton and at UPenn or at Duke and of course at Jenkins at NC State as well. So a lot of folks have not lost their appetite for education.
Sure. I mean, everything you're saying is so impressive. And I know this program is meant for those high achieving students who sound like they go on to keep achieving highly after they graduate the program. So thank you for sharing that and your great insight on the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program. Thanks again, Dr. Murray, for joining us today.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
Next up, we'll be speaking with Gabriella Imbasciani, a current senior in the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program. Welcome, Gabriella. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found your way to the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program?
Yes, of course. So my name is Gabriella Imbasciani, and I'm a senior double majoring in international studies, concentration in global relations, as well as business administration with a concentration in marketing. And I also have a minor in Spanish as well. Outside of classes, I'm a global ambassador for the Office of Global Engagement, a student ambassador for the College of Humanities and Social Sciences, and an officer for the boxing club at NC State. I also worked with NC State's Passport Services Office for 3 years, and that allowed me to participate in really cool events like the Global Welcome Celebration, PACTA, City Abroad Fairs, and Passport Fairs. And my first year at NC State, I started in international studies, and I loved it. I actually took a 300-level international law course during my first semester, which is Ooh. Not common for freshmen. Yeah, my advisor even called me in to make sure I was doing okay. But it's still, to this day, one of my favorite courses, and it made me realize that I had really chosen the right major. After that, I quickly realized I had a lot of freedom in picking my classes, so I came to the conclusion I wanted to put all my electives towards an area of study, which is when I discovered the Hamilton Scholars Program. And I got really excited for that program. And it's kind of a funny story because I applied during the fall of my sophomore year, but was initially denied because I needed to take calculus in order to meet the requirement to join the Poole College of Management. And math has never been my strong suit.
Agreed.
But I was determined to join the program, so I calculus that upcoming spring. I ended up getting a B in calculus and reapplied to the program as soon as I could. And I was a new admit during the fall of my junior year. So that's how my journey started with the scholars.
Yes.
Program.
Wow. It sounds like you have really like squeezed everything you can, and you're still squeezing in your last year at NC State. So that's awesome. And I know that you currently serve as the president of the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program. So what made you decide to take that path?
Yes. So after my first semester in the program, Dr. Seth Murray, who you spoke with earlier, reached out to me personally to ask that I consider taking on a leadership role. Mm-hmm. He told me that he had witnessed my academic growth and he thought I would be a great asset. Now, besides those other roles that I was taking on campus, I had never really been a part of an executive team before, but I saw it as a great opportunity to gain some leadership experience as well as help strengthen the program. And so at the time, the only open positions were vice president, secretary, and there was a fundraising chair and a professional development chair. And the current president at the time, Pete Chegg, I had worked with him through Global Ambassadors. So I went ahead and took that leap of faith and I requested to be the vice president. So even though I'd only been in the program for one semester, I knew I'd be able to support and assist Pete in all of his duties as president. And so when he graduated this past spring, I excitedly stepped up to the president position.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can tell that you're really passionate about this program. What would you say is your favorite part of the program?
So I would say my favorite aspect of the program is getting to connect with the other scholars in all the engaging events that the program has throughout the semester. And while every scholar is double majoring in international studies and obviously a major in pool, each member kind of has their own path and direction and interests in the program. And so, for example, me, I'm hoping to work for a government agency after graduation, but I know a lot of other scholars want to work for either international companies, nonprofits, or join organizations such as like the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps. And so a lot of the events that we have each semester help us get to know each other better. And I would say one of my favorite events that we have is the farewell dinner, where we get to hear from the graduating students talk about all of their experiences and give us any advice that they have.
Yeah, that is something that I've noticed in learning about the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program is just how individualized you can make it, but you still have that, you know, group of scholars to like take that process with you. I know that all Hamilton scholars are double majoring. So how do you manage the coursework of the two different degrees?
Yes. So lots of summer classes, I would say, which is funny because growing up, I always thought of summer school as this bad, scary thing that only failing students were forced to attend. Like going to school during the summer was the worst thing ever. But I can honestly say that I now love summer school because it's allowed me to take a lot of those courses in order to stay on track to graduate in 4 years with two degrees and a minor.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, it is very challenging at times. I honestly right now couldn't tell you the last time I took a semester that was less than 18 or 19 credits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's really helped me to become better with my time management skills, and I've learned a lot from all the coursework in both the degrees.
Right, and you're not going at this alone. You have the whole group of scholars. You have the fantastic co-directors, Dr. Murray and Mr. Sandruck, and really just a lot of support that goes around. So you sound like you have been making it work.
Yeah, and I mean, when it does get challenging, I just remind myself that I joined this program because I did want a challenge and I wanted to push myself to be the best student that I could be.
Yeah, and it fosters growth and new experiences, so that's all great to hear. Now, I know that you've been able to study abroad. Why do you think that's an important part of the program?
Yes, so the international studies major requires you to study abroad. So if you're majoring in international studies, you have to study abroad and you have to reach a 300 level in a language. And there are just so many amazing experiences that you can gain from studying abroad that you really just can't gain in the classroom. It really allows you to get out of your comfort zone and apply everything that you have learned in the classroom to your experiences abroad. And so really stepping out of your comfort zone to me is really essential if you want to be successful in life. And so, I mean, I stepped out of my comfort zone to take on this position, and it's been one of the greatest aspects of my college career. And I think I learned how to step out of my comfort zone from my study abroad, which took place the summer before I joined the Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program.
Oh, wonderful. And where did you study?
Yeah, so I studied in Valencia, Spain. I did a language and culture program there through the College of Humanities and Social Sciences.
That's wonderful. Yes, I visited Spain and it is one of my favorite places. I need to get back. Yeah. And I guess the last question that I have for you, Gabriella, is what advice would you give to students interested in the Hamilton Scholars Program?
Yes, so first off, I would definitely advise students that are interested in the program to either reach out to me personally or Dr. Seth Murray or Mr. Sandruck and ask us any questions that you have about the program. We love the program and we love talking with students who are interested in the program and telling them all about the great opportunities that it offers. And students that are interested are often very intimidated by the course load, the studying abroad, attending events. I know it does seem intimidating, but I can guarantee you that it's well worth it, and we all want the other scholars to succeed. And when you come out of the program, you're just so well-rounded, culturally aware, knowledgeable. And so I really love seeing all of the scholars grow throughout this program. And it's actually really cool because this week I got the honor of congratulating and welcoming 15 new admits into the program. Normally we have maybe 5 to 10 a semester, but I got the email from our advisor saying, hey, we've got 15 new members. And it was really cool to see that. And I got to talk with them and they're all really excited to be a part of the program and attend the events and start planning their study abroad. And honestly, I'm just looking forward to welcoming even more students in the spring. So I hope some of the students listening now are a part of that group.
Absolutely. Yes, I hope so too. We will, of course, share all the contact information for you and Dr. Murray and Mr. Sandrick so students can get connected with this program. But thank you, Gabriella. You're such a fantastic representation of a Hamilton Scholar. So thank you for taking the time to share your experience with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
The next program we want to highlight is the Global Perspective Certificate, GPC. The GPC is a certificate program open to all degree-seeking undergraduate students at NC State. GPC is great for students who are interested in exploring their international interests both inside and outside of the classroom. Combining study abroad, community volunteering, and academic coursework, the GPC is a great way to showcase your global skill set and build your resume. Anyone, regardless of class standing, can complete the GPC. There are 5 main requirements of the certificate program. They are academic coursework, international experience, co-curricular activities, volunteer service, and the capstone project. The coursework requirement is completed by taking 4 courses with a strong international emphasis, in addition to 3 credit hours of language study. The international experience requirement is completed by studying, interning, volunteering, or researching abroad. The co-curricular activities are completed at home or abroad with internationally focused events. GPC candidates spend 10 hours volunteering for globally minded causes, either at home or abroad. Finally, each candidate completes a creative capstone project and presents it publicly. There are so many ways to engage globally here on campus, here in Raleigh, and around the world. Combining all of these activities together makes for an impactful global learning experience that will be recognized beyond graduation thanks to the certificate program. You can visit gpc.dasa.ncsu.edu for more information. Here to tell us a little bit more about the Global Perspective Certificate is Casey Harris, the certificate coordinator. Casey Harris joined the University College Dean's Office in 2014, and in her role was responsible for providing support to the previous coordinator of the GPC. Over time, Ms. Harris took on more responsibilities within the program and was eventually named coordinator in 2018. Ms. Harris earned her undergraduate degree in history from NC State in 2012 and a master's in higher education from Northeastern University in 2017. Welcome, Ms. Harris. We are glad to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you tell me what makes the GPC so special?
So I personally believe there's a lot that makes this certificate special. However, if I have to highlight one or two things, I would say the accessibility of the program is the thing that I think makes it really unique in that it's open to all undergraduate degree seeking students here at NC State. So no matter what you're majoring in, the GPC can fit into your major, and it's a great way to continue to explore your international and global interests. Also, it's really individualized. So you may have a friend who has the same major and minor as you, but the classes and experiences they have to fulfill their GPC may be completely different. So it's really what you make it.
Absolutely. I love how you mentioned it's individualized and accessible, and it's really what the students make it. And I was wondering, I know there's quite a few requirements of this certificate program. How long does it take to complete, and is it manageable to fit in with all the other commitments that our students have?
Yeah, so that's another thing I think is really great about the GPC is that I would consider it to be really self-paced. We have some students who are able to stretch the requirements throughout their entire time here at NC State. And we have other students who complete the certificate in a couple semesters. So with some good planning and before you get into the certificate and everything, it's really, I would advise a student to really match it up with what they're studying in their major and really pursue their interests and align them with what they're studying, but also use that to explore the world. So planning-wise, you can get it done quickly, or you can enjoy your time here and have the whole time to experience all the great things on campus and in our community.
Right. Sounds like another way this program is individualized per student. You could finish it up in a couple semesters or spread it out across your whole time at NC State. That's
exactly.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, if a student has already gained international experience, why should they go forth with the Global Perspective Certificate?
So I want to preface this by first saying I highly advise students to start their GPC journey as soon as possible. But students who have already gone abroad are some of the students I'm most eager to speak with because they get it. They've gone abroad. They've seen firsthand how learning about other people and places from around the world and experiencing other cultures not only can connect to what they're learning in the classroom, but it can also enhance it. So those students are usually excited to come back and share their experiences with their peers. And that's something the GPC enables you to do. And it connects you with the things on campus that may help you still feel connected to that global experience you just got back from. Beyond that, the international experience is one of our largest requirements to completing the certificate. So if you already ticked one box, you're likely further along the road to completing the certificate than you think.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. And you said that students who go abroad, they get it. They get the importance of traveling globally. What do these students who have completed the certificate, what do they have to say about the program?
Yeah, so I think our final requirement is a reflection project where you get to really think about your entire GPC experience and what that meant to you. So a lot of our students who've completed their certificate comment on that project experience and are excited that it gave them an opportunity to think about something they did 4 years ago. Something, maybe they joined a club and going through their reflections on that experience, it brings up old memories. So it's a great way to not only remember awesome times you had here at State, but also it gives you a lens and a framework to promote some soft skills that you've developed. Maybe it's that intercultural competency, or maybe it's emotional or more emotional intelligence or communication skills that you're now able to, you can really support that you're able to communicate in a diverse environment because you've completed this certificate.
Absolutely. I love how the program ends with that reflection project that really kind of ties it all together, makes your experience well-rounded and whole. Now, what advice would you give to students who are interested in this program? What should be on their radar? What is the first step to getting involved?
Well, I'd say the first thing is head on over to our website. That's just gpc.dasa.ncsu.edu. And check out our requirements. See if the program is something you're interested in. We also do information sessions. So if you want to say, if you don't want to read, come to one of those sessions and I'll tell you about it. But make sure the program's for you. Make sure it's something you're interested in. And if you are, we have an application right on our website. It's a pretty quick form. Just fill it out. It gives us some information about you, and we can get you started on the program. If you want, we are also open to meeting with students individually to look at their academic record to see how they can fit the GPC in and what progress they may have already made.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Harris. I know I learned more about the GPC program, and I'm sure our students did too.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
The Global Perspective Certificate and Alexander Hamilton Scholars Program are two high-impact academic ways to engage globally, but NC State has so much more to offer. By adding a language as a minor or double major, you'll be broadening your horizons and learning about other cultures. With an economics or international studies double major or minor, you'll be engaging with world issues and topical discussions.
Special thanks to Ms. Overbreckling for hosting today. And of course, thanks to you for listening. I hope you learned how you can globalize your academic experience at NC State. There are many ways that you can participate in global learning without leaving the country. That's it for this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/PoolGlobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.